best.
Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast, Pulling Your Eyelids Open. I'm your host, Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine, telling you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Advertising is a key to your business. Without advertising, you won't have a business. Marketing is a key to your business. And you have to have what they call an elevator pitch. And we're going to be bringing people on, talking about their business and their best elevator pitch they have. So we're going to wait for people to come in, and we're going to talk to you about marketing. Marketing is the key to your business. Social media marketing. Marketing is what you need to do to survive your business. Without marketing, you don't have a business. And everybody needs to market their business in some kind of way, because marketing will survive your business and give you what they call a heads up on your business. I've been publishing for over 45 years. I started out with a little magazine called Russell's News. From Russell's News, we went to the Washington Business Guide. From the Washington Business Guide, we went to online magazine called Be There Magazine. We were ahead of our time. It's been over 45 years of publishing, where we definitely just decided that we're going to make sure that people know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. And so we decided to go online. When we went online, nobody knew what an online magazine was. They had no idea what an online magazine was. But we were the innovators. We made sure that people knew what online magazine was. And today, we are the head runners. We are ahead of time because we've been doing it for a long time, and we're the best at what we do, and we service our customers to the fullest. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Russell. How are you doing? Royal Height.
Royal Height, let me tell you a little bit about Royal Height before he gives his elevator pitch. Royal Height is a music ambassador. He's been singing with the Orioles. He's been singing with other groups, but he's also a master at what he does, and he understands marketing. He's one of the few people in the music business that understands what marketing is all about. Because people who sing, and there's a lot of people in the Boston metropolitan area who sing, but very few understand the power of marketing and advertising. So they go around in circles. They don't get to know what they could do or who they are and what they can do as far as promoting themselves and branding their name. Royal Height is one of the gentlemen that knows how to do that. Royal Height, welcome aboard to the Documentary Podcast, Pulling Your Eyelids Open. Let me hear your elevator pitch.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Russell, for inviting me. As usual, I have nothing but the utmost respect for all that you do and have already accomplished, and still in there, as the king you are, still doing it. My elevator pitch is simply currently we just launched the Black Music Awareness Foundation, which I'm the founder as well as president. We're nonprofit in status, and our goal is truly preserving Black music history as well as legacies. And we are doing a lot of things to actually collect as well as document the history of Black music in as many different genres as possible. Gospel, R&B, rap, country western, it doesn't matter. Any place that Blacks have put a footprint, we want to document it as well as preserve it for historical records so that we can honor and truly be proud of the history that we are a part of.
How did you come to this conclusion to do this? What made you do this? What inspired you to do this?
Well, like many things, you know, when things irritate you, you know, it came out of frustration because I didn't see enough of it being done. I'm tired of seeing and knowing personally artists who in fact wrote songs that went on to be million sellers, that made millions of dollars, and they die. And sometimes the families have to come to one of the music associations or groups and almost beg to get money to help bury these guys who already put so much in the minds and the hearts of people. Over the years, I personally know of artists who, in fact, wrote and inspired songs that are still being played on the radio, who are no longer with us, and they died all but paupers. So I think it's important that we capture the history, document it, and lift people up who deserve to be the musicians as well as the promoters, the singers, the dancers, all of them. If you contributed, you should be supported as well. So that was my frustration. I've seen it firsthand. That's what brought me to this.
And what you say is so true, because I've heard of singers who have hit records and people know their name, and then when they die, they have to do a GoFundMe or they have to do a some kind of fundraisers to get them to even be buried. So what you say is so true. Now, what happens with that, though, Royal, when it comes to that kind of situation? I understand there's a situation where they have royalty checks where, you know, where if you got a group, the group may not get a chance to get the royalty check. You know, maybe just one person gets. Does the royalty check go to one person in the group or does it go to the whole group?
Royalty checks, they go to the writers of the songs and to the publishers also. So, for example, if you're a member of a group but you didn't help co-write a song, you wouldn't be entitled to any royalties. But if you were one of the principal writers in a song, either the music or the lyrics, you are entitled to royalties. Or if you are on the publishing, the company part of. But I'm saying if you're the writer or the publisher of a song, you are entitled to royalties if they accrue.
Excellent. That's part of the problem. I think a lot of people are singing with groups. They're not contributing to the royalty part of it. So when the tech don't get paid from royalties, they have to be charged the royalties, pay them out of the royalty check. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't get any money at all. So,
well,
they don't have any themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly agree, but unfortunately, if you turn the clock back, a lot of people got record deals, and they were told by the managers as well as the record companies, well, okay, you got this deal, but you have to sign here saying that I wrote the song. And you can look back and see certain songs that were written by Black artists that they didn't get any credit because they signed their credits over to their manager or to the record company because they were told if they didn't do that, they wouldn't get the deal. They wouldn't come on as a member of that company. So out of ignorance, they signed away millions of potential dollars to somebody else. And it's very easy to document that some of the songs that we know were created by black artists, you look to see who copywrote the song or who got the copyrights to it and publishing, their name is nowhere on it. So it's
excellent.
Unfortunate that we were taken advantage of in many cases. So that was part of the dilemma.
That's the thing that had to happen. But I want you to stay on the air. I'm going to bring up the next business person. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Charles Watkins, and I'm the CEO of Detailing Minds Transportation, and we have a great transportation company. Matter of fact, we just got some new party buses, and you just got to see them. You got to see them to believe them. But we've been around eight years serving the community.
I've seen the party bus, and it's fantastic. Tell us what inspired you to do a party bus.
I had smaller buses, and I would always take trips with the smaller buses, and they would have people would listen to the music and stand, get up in the middle of the aisles and dance and have fun. So it just came to me. I said, you know what? You need a big party bus so they can dance on the bus and really, really, really enjoy themselves. And since I got that party bus, that's exactly what they're doing. They're just having fun. And it has everything in it, lights, cameras, action.
Tell us how to get in touch with you if they want to rent the party bus.
If you want to rent the party bus or one of the other buses or one of the black cars, you call them the office number, 301-744-9303. Or you can reach me by phone also, 240-695-2203. And for the holidays, for the upcoming holidays, we got some wonderful prices. Basically, if you do 4 hours, we'll give you the fifth hour free. So we got all kind of special programs going up. We always got special for seniors, and we got special for the younger kids. We got special for them.
So the party bus goes, where does the party bus go? Where can you take the party bus? What's your demographics where the party bus can go?
There's no limit to where you want to take the party bus. You can take it wherever you want to take it.
Fantastic. I tell you, tell us the website or the pictures to see. Tell us your Facebook page, your website, where to go see the party bus.
The website is detailingminds.org. And my email is watcherscharles980@yahoo.com. I have another website that's in process right now. I'm being
Excellent. This is a great elevator. So stay on the line with us. We got another come on the air. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. It's Nancy. Nancy, huh? You on the air?
Yes, I am.
Give us your best elevator pitch about what you do and who you are.
I'm sorry, couldn't you just say that one more time?
Give us your best elevator pitch of what you do and who you are.
Well, Russell, I'm excited to be on the talk show with you this evening, and hello, everybody. And Russell, thank you so much for my Lifetime Achievement Award 2022. I've been in the music business for a very, very long time, and I am just truly excited. Yeah, I'm truly excited about continuing to be in the business at my age. And I've been a little bit low-key, but as a singer, I've been able to work in the community as well as abroad, and especially with the seniors, giving them the wonderful music what you call music therapy as well. I've modeled over the years and just done a number of things. But sorry about the dog. But I am I've just been excited to be able to be a part of Be There magazine for all these years as well.
Tell us about how you got started in the music. You also say hello to Royal Heights. Royal Heights on the music business also. He's on the line. He gave his elevator pitch earlier. Tell us about how you got in the business.
Well, I actually have loved music all my life. And so in school, sorry about that, I'm out here with the dog. But in school and just, you know, in the community, and I actually was in theatricals, the theatrics, theatric school plays and all those kinds of things. And I always loved to sing, you know. And so eventually, being stationed over in home, I had the opportunity to work with my first band. And it was basically a multicultural band. And so I got the opportunity to stick with them for 4.5 years while I was there. An awesome group of guys over in Hawaii. Opportunity. Those of them that's living today, I really appreciate it. Fast forward, got stationed at Andrews Air Force Base and started working the nightclubs here. And, oh, by the way, I did want to give a shout out to whom we call Smokey, who was a manager at the Hickam Air Force Base NCO back then. He's the one that gave me my first opportunity to be on the, to perform in the, on military installations. So much shout out goes to him and his wife Bianca. We both ended up stationed at the same military bases. So anyway, Mr. Ellis over at who's retired and passed away now, he hired me over at Bowling Air Force Base NCO Club to entertain. We had a great crowd over there for years, as well as being over here, Mae Vines from Andrews. She was event coordinator. She's the one that hired me for Andrews. So, you know, I've been over at Fort Meade, traveled all over with the military bases up and down the East Coast. So, in the community. And then one evening, someone introduced me to this really tall gentleman, and he had these magazines, and that was Dee of his closet, whom we've lost her, and she passed. So she is the one who introduced me to Mr. Russell Price, and we've been working together ever since, and I thank you for being in my corner. Then I met
Well, I thank you for what you do. What you do is phenomenal, and you are truly a great singer. I'm going to bring Royal Heights in on this. Royal Heights, tell us about how you got started with your singing career.
Well, I'll be honest. I've always loved music. High school, I mean, well, go back to church. As a kid, I was in the choirs at church. I took piano lessons in the junior high school. I was a part of the choirs, but loved music. I had a few people in my family that were in music already, but I really didn't get started with music on a serious level until I was really almost in my 40s. And that was a result of having gone through the ranks of the amateur thing and then being recruited to sing as a lead voice for the Winstons. And while performing as the lead voice for the Winstons, the leader of the Orioles heard me sing in Baltimore. And after Skip Mahoney, who was a member of the group, he left. I got a phone call to audition to join the group as one of their lead voices, and I did, and I wound up being with them for like 10 years. And since then, I've moved on as a solo artist, and I've been in the ring as a solo artist ever since 2008 when I introduced myself.
Well, Charles, how did you get to
be
in the transportation business?
Say it again.
How did you come to get in the transportation business? What drove you to be in the transportation business?
Oh, I had a van, and I used to take people down to Bingo in Laurel. And just one thing went to another. I started with a van, and then I had another van, and then I had three vans, and then I got a bus. And I just went from one, stream to another. Then I got into the medical business with the wheelchair van. And then I started, after a while, I said, you know what, I'm going to get me an ambulance so I can start doing non-emergency. So I just got different ideas and just took the ideas and ran with them and just continue to grow, you know, as much as I could. So
I'm going to ring a bell for you because that's a heck of a story. Even Royal Heights and Mancy Hines, they started with humble beginnings and built their whole career to something different. So it takes a lot to do that.
Yeah, it did, but I just stuck with it. I sacrificed, I saved, and I just stuck with it. Plus, I knew I had a good idea. I knew I was on to something good, so I just stuck with it. It wasn't all easy, like it might sound, but it started all kind of rough. It got easy, it got rough. It was up and down, but I stayed with it.
Nancy, tell us about where you think music is going in the future. Where do you think music is going to go in the future for songs of your caliber or the style of music that you sing? Where is it going in the future?
Controlled in an area where musicians and singers can have more control over their music, We have new venues open because you know a lot of musicians during COVID, you know, they started online singing the music and which I thought was a really wonderful idea. But I think that being able to, Prince said, you can do the whole thing, like the gentleman about his truck and possibly the ambulance and things of that nature.
The rest of my company, her name is Ann Sewell. If you ever meet her, don't do nothing with her. She's terrible. Worst business lady I ever seen in my life. The worst.
Mm-hmm.
What is that now? Royal Heights.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the music is going in the future? What do you think the music is going in the future?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's happening is entertainers that are going to be successful now will have to be more business-minded and learn the business of music because it's changed so much. No longer do you have major record companies willing to invest the money to put you there. Right now, record companies are looking for people that's already got it together, come to them, and they just magnify what you've already done. But it also brings the playing field, makes it a lot level for somebody who believes in themselves to compete on a larger level because if you put yourself out there, you get your website, you network, and you get out and perform, you can put yourself in a position that the public can get up behind you and support you. And after a while, if you get enough support, the record companies will come looking for you. So, again, mm-hmm. It's important that you learn the business of music. That's been the failure of too many people. They were in music, but not the business part of the music. Learn about your publishing. Learn about your copyrights. Learn about booking yourself and how to dress and get people like Nancy to support you and put on your makeup for your photo shoots and all that kind of stuff. You can learn a whole lot by being around just the right people.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I tell you, this has been a great elevator pitch. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Before we close out, I want you to give your closing statement, and we're going to start with Child first. Child, here's your closing statement.
Follow your dreams and see them through. Like I said, I never thought I'd be where I'm at today, but I just followed my dream, and I'm seeing it too. And at the same time, I'm having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of interesting people, and people are coming on my different transportation, and they're having fun, and it's just great. Follow your dreams.
Give us your number again, how to get in touch with you.
Yes, you can reach me at 240-695. My office number to make appointments and reservations is 301-744-9303.
Royal Heights, give us your closing statement.
Well, again, I'm really excited about the music being now at a level that it gives average guy with a whole lot of ambition or the average woman with a lot of ambition a playing field that you can learn to master.
Sure.
And also,
you ain't no
also,
good, so all she want to do it.
Also, I would like to say that, you know, if you'd like to contact me or be in touch, you can reach me at area code 240-606-9742. Again, that's 240-606-9742, because we're doing great things and we can't do them without you.
Nancy, give us your closing statement.
I think my closing statement will be take care of yourself, stay focused, help other people. I think that's really important. Never forget where you come from. Life is simple and basic, and we can be here and gone tomorrow, so let's make the best of each day. And I thank you, Russell. And hello, everybody, and goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Ring the bell, ring the bell for all of you. Spread the word. We're here on Wednesdays called Elevator Pitch. This is Be There Magazine. I'm the publisher and the documentary podcast. Pulling your eyelids open. We'll see you next Wednesday. The upcoming event is going to be August the 18th at Masonic. August 18th at Marge Crosswinds, my 74th birthday party. Tickets are still available. And we're putting out a special magazine, so you can put your ads in the magazine and get busy. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?